Chuck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, December 10th, 2013. And I was just looking at my airline schedule because, like usual, got travel coming up. And noticed that I wanted to share a positive story. Everybody has lots of negative stories about the airlines, about the time they were stuck on the tarmac or late flights and missing this because of weather, whatever it happens to be. But I've got a positive story for you. How's that for a change? Earlier this year, I had changed from United. I've been a United customer for years and years, probably 15, 20 years. And Delta was my backup plan. I have a seat here. Well, this spring, I was headed to Singapore, and there was a delay in one of the connections, and I had to quickly rebook. So I booked on Delta and have enjoyed it ever since. It's still airline travel, and it's still a bit touch and go, you know, with relation to the weather and incoming flights, and, you know, they do what they can do. So once you resign yourself to the fact that whatever's going to happen will happen, and you get through the best you can, and you try to make accommodations so that if you have to be at a customer set on Tuesday, you don't fly out Tuesday morning or expect to arrive there at the last possible minute on Monday. You know, you make some compensations in there to adjust for contingencies, especially as the winter goes on. Anyway, back to my positive story. I switched to Delta and have been accruing miles. Lisa and I both went to Dragon Con on free tickets in late August. And due to hotel and credit card and airline points and whatnot since then, I've saved up almost enough to get us a couple of free tickets to go out to Phoenix just after Christmas. So I had almost enough, 73,000 points, and I needed 40,000 per person round trip. So I went and immediately bought 8,000 more points because I knew that my hotel stuff wouldn't come in for a week or so, and it probably still wouldn't be close enough, yada, yada, yada. And it was far cheaper to buy a few thousand points than it was to buy a whole ticket. Even the cheapest flight we could find was about $500. And it was really crummy layovers and connections and et cetera, et cetera. So bought the extra points and put me over the top of 80,000 points. Then I went on the site and started booking the travel with the rewards points, only to find that it said 50,000 points per person per round trip. And I went, oh, that's no good, because last summer it was 40. So I called them up, and because I was calling from my cell phone, they knew who I was. They knew I was a gold class member, gold medallion member, whatever they call it. And there is a special hotline for the privileged people who have that status or higher, diamond, platinum. I'm gold, and I know I started at silver. So with Delta, it's silver, gold, platinum, then diamond. And I have about 14,000 points left, or 14,000 miles left to go to platinum. Don't think that's going to happen in this calendar year, since it's halfway through December anyway. Anyway, back to my story. I called the lady up and said, hey, what happened? These used to be 40K a piece, now they're 50K. She goes, let me look. Maybe it's just the connections and the whatever it is. She goes, might have talked to my supervisor, clickety, clickety, click. And she was talking to herself back and forth. It was kind of humorous to listen to. And I said, hey, no problem here, as long as you... She goes, oh, I do see some for 40K. Yeah, let me get those for you. So the only difference is we have a long layover on the way out in Atlanta. And because I'm a gold status member, I can opt to get on a sooner flight. So instead of a four and a half hour layover, it'd be more like a 2 hour layover if they have a couple of seats available. So we're going to try for that. Everything else is the same, coming back through Minneapolis, etc. So it was a positive experience. You know, I bought the points, I called for help, they took care of me. And that's the kind of stuff that keeps customers coming back, is that customer service. So anytime, you know, customer calls you up, whether it's internal customer or external customer, give them that little extra something. I was reminded of that this morning as I was dealing with a customer. We're closing out part of the project that I've been working on for the last 3 weeks. And I said, hey, oh, by the way, you know, I'm sending out these email notifications, and I know you're going to want to tweak the verbiage in it and probably put your corporate logo on there, because we didn't have a lot of time to talk about standards. But what I did notice is a lot of your other messages have standard headers and footers. I've created this very simple way to manage those in one central place, and then you can change them en masse without having to do 150 mail updates. And he said, oh, yeah, I already had to do that once. I said, then your ROI is going to be about once. Put this in place. You've still got to go modify them to put this keyword or string or script in place to get it to work right. He was very happy. This was not part of the project. It was just something that I said, that I noticed, and said, you know what? I'm a lazy programmer. I'm always looking for ways to optimize and make things more efficient, so I suspect you are too. And he said, oh, yeah. I said, now you can manage data rather than managing the code that modifies this and goes into that and, you know, promote it up through dev and test and production. Just put it in here. If somebody changes your logo, like we did at our company 3 times in about 13 months, I said, then you have no issues. You just modify this record and all the notifications start going out with the new image or the legal phrase at the bottom or the phone numbers for the help desk based on which notification it is. So it was a really, he loved it. And I sent him the 4 or 5 slides to that, to show him the table structure and the script and all that. So customer service, that's what it's all about. And I am going to go experience more as I send some things off to Phoenix. Quick update on the house. We have signed the contract. It's been accepted and counteroffered and accepted and all that part's done. Inspector and appraiser are coming later this week. So we should have a good warm fuzzy about that, and we will start writing up the lease agreement so Mr. Menengay can live in his own house after the first of the year, and we need to figure out how much that's going to cost in terms of, you know, who's paying insurance and utilities and all that good stuff. So Lisa and I are heading out there after Christmas. Hopefully I can sway her mind on college, that she would like to go out there instead of to the frozen north where Donna and I went to college. Ultimately, it's her choice, but we will be far, far away. I do have family that's still in Marquette, Michigan, at Northern Michigan University. So if she does go there, she could always camp out with my sister for a while during the summer months, or come out to Phoenix and visit us for the summer months, or whatever. Lots of decisions still left to be made. Lots of tasks on this project list. But it's the holidays, so let's think about that first. Which reminds me, happy holidays to everybody who's listening to this. Really appreciate the fact that you have been listening. We did the Dog Days of Summer. Some of you have been listening to Freestyle for, it's the 10th today. I believe my anniversary is the 11th. It's either the 8th or the 11th. I have to check. I think it's the 8th because my GoDaddy renewal was just coming due for domain registration, and that's how I keep track. So officially, I've been podcasting now for 9 years. I am in my 10th year of podcasting. Woohoo! And this is the one that started it all. Wasn't quite this boring. It used to have a little more production, although it was cheesy. And I really thank all of you. Even if you've just started listening to this, welcome aboard. If you want to send me feedback, go to chuckchat.com, click on Freestyle, and you can leave me notes or whatever there. Be happy to hear from you. And if I don't, I wish you all the best for the holidays. To you and to your family, 101, take care.